on Worcester Polytechnic Institute's Benefits of Project-Based Learning Week. Narrowing self-efficacy gaps for women is crucial. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lindsay Davis, Assistant Professor of Teaching in the Humanities and Arts Department, looks into how projects can do so for female students.
Project-based learning has been documented as providing significant benefits to students when done well, and there is mounting evidence that women may benefit even more than men. In most cases, this has been assumed to be because women tend to be more community and service-oriented, preferences that can be more readily leveraged through projects than lecture-based teaching. This narrative doubles down on traditional gender roles in society by messaging that women should be helpers and projects can help them be better helpers. My colleagues and I wondered whether there might be explanations for project-based learning's effectiveness with women that do not rely on contributing to the stereotypical narrative. We examined data from a survey of 2,236 alumni of a project-based STEM university. The sample was 39% women, offering a representative look at alumni who graduated between 1980 and 2019. We found that women in the study attributed greater gains in self-efficacy to their project work than men did. Closing the self-efficacy gap may be a useful mechanism for retaining women in STEM education and careers. Researchers like Sarah Lubienski and colleagues have found that many girls lose confidence in their math skills, a requirement for most STEM fields, by the time they are in third grade, compared to boys' tendency to indicate particularly strong math identities at the same time. These gaps in self-efficacy and identity emerge early, despite a lack of differences in ability or performance. In our study, gains in self-efficacy amplified skills and helped alumni feel more prepared for their careers. Our findings suggest that PBL can be an attractive pedagogy for recruiting and retaining women in STEM. To maximize this potential, faculty should pay attention to how they leverage projects to build student self-efficacy as they experience what it means to be a scientist or engineer.
That was Lindsay Davis of Worcester Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.